Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Hei, and we were holding in the middle of the question of why it is that we leave out in the list of things that we have to make certain that a woman whose husband is out of town and who's given over the job of being a financier to someone else, why it includes all types of foods, but it doesn't include wine. So yesterday we said that it seems to be right to Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar holds that we do not give women yayin. That's because it loosens their morals and makes them a little bit high and frisky, and that's not a good thing when a husband is not around. And therefore, in terms of being basic yayin, we don't do that. Today, we're up to the fourth line. Doresh Rabbi Yehuda ish kvar nivuraya, larnal ish kvar, there are two lashonos in nofor chayel, usually it appears as Giboraya and Gibor Chayel, but that's a mistake. This is Kvar Nivuraya, which, by the way, the Beit HaKnesset, of which is still somewhat extant, and very, very beautiful Aron Kodesh that has a series of them from centuries, you know, different centuries, each one counting. I'll tell you in a minute, counting the number of years from the Churban. It's amazing to watch layer and layer, you know. And here we are 100 years after Churban HaBayis. Here we are 400 years after Obis. It's an amazing, amazing feeling to be there. But it's in the Yar that extends above Birya, and they just paved the road. You get in there after the turn off on the way to Gush Halam. There's a turn that goes down, and you can follow it all the way around, and it's one of the most stunning. It ends up, if you've got a 4x4, it ends up that you're able to get to Yonatan Ben Uziel through the other side. But it's a stunning, stunning place to go. So anyway, over there, so he said that there's a raya from the Pasuk, at least the Remez. It says, Minayin she'ein poskin yayin le'isha, minot le'isha, shenema vatokom chana, acharei ochla b'shilo, the Achare Shato, interesting. After he drank, she gets up. What is that supposed to mean? So it was apparently Elkanah was doing the drinking and she wasn't. It says Shato, Velo Shatata. So then why not be Medayik Achare Ochla, Velo Achal? I mean, Hakinami, the men don't eat. Men shouldn't eat, men should only drink. And the women should eat, not drink. I mean, that's ridiculous. No, you're missing the point. And Anmedeshani Krabidi Burikami, and look. The Pasuk is going out of its way to make a point here. That's the issue. Michli, begavaka askivati. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Chana. The whole story is built around the subject of Chana. So now all of a sudden it starts talking about what Elkanah was doing. I mean, where's the antecedent to the pronoun Chateau? So obviously we're trying to make a point over here. So nighttime is Shani. Shmamina Chateau, velo Chateau. That's the point. Meitve. Regila not nimla, says if she's used to wine, we give her. That's not a kasha. Regila shiny. It's true that if she's used to wine, so then she has a certain tolerance for the alcohol. And if that's the case, then we're not concerned with giving her wine, even when her husband isn't there. The Omer of Finina Barkana, Mashmo, Regila, if she's used to wine, and now her husband went out of town, not nimla kosechad. But if she's not Regila, not nimla shnei kosot. Huh? Okay, you got my attention now. Okay, Mike, call me, tell me what you're talking about. Rabbi Ofi Komer. What he's saying is like this. Rigila, meaning Rigila b'fnei bala v'shnei kosot, then shalom b'fnei bala notim la kosechat. That's the point. Eina Rigila b'fnei bala er la kosechat, then shalom b'fnei bala in notim la kolika. And therefore, the way to read this is that eina regila that not nimla shnei kosot, not eina regila not nimla shnei kosot. So in other words, this that we said not nimla kosachad was only where we now understand through the process of elimination that she was normally regila to have two kosot. So having that high of a tolerance, giving her one kos when her husband isn't around, is not going to loosen her. The ibayit ema, you know what, maybe it's a different thing, maybe you're right. We never give wine for a woman to drink. But I mean, she does need wine for cooking, right? You know, that's the old excuse. I'm just using it for cooking. So regila not nimla tzikei kedera. She needs a little bit of wine over there to have in the sauce of her cooking. Do you omer Rabbi Avu, omer Rabbi Yochanan? Maaseh bekalatosha nagdimon ben Gurion. Who's quite a rich fellow, And here, this was his daughter-in-law, who unfortunately had fallen to Yibam. She was a Shomeret Yavam. Shepaskulo Chachamim, and she came to court that she should meanwhile have mezonos. So the court paskin for her satayim yayin letzikei kederim erev Shabbat l'erev Shabbat. So she needed 2 gallons of wine, but that was just for cooking from erev Shabbat to erev Shabbat. She was absolutely furious. How is she supposed to do anything with that amount of wine? I mean, what, she's supposed to cut down all of her household expenses. Rahlahem, she said to them, you rotten rabbis, kaktif sekulav notechem, you should just give this to your own daughters. And of course, you would have thought that they would have all said, oh, man, oh, fine, we should have daughters that would have 2 gallons of wine just for cooking every week. But they didn't say amen. Why? Because she was a Shomeret Yavamaita. So they didn't want to say amen that in this matzah, they were afraid it would mean, in this matzah, you should give to your daughters. They were, it's okay, we don't need our daughters to fall to Yibam. So they didn't say amen. But that's the only reason they didn't say amen. Otherwise, that kind of klola, I'll be happy to accept upon myself. So she was a Shomeret Yavam, v'lo anu acharei ami. Tana. The Braita says that kos echad is yafeh le'isha. To drink 1 cup of wine for a woman, that's a good thing. But this is, we'll see, talking about she'in ba'al alima. So, but shinayim already becomes a nivul. So she loosens up, she starts being silly and acting stupid, embarrassing herself. Shlosha tovat pepeh. Once she's at 3 cups, she's already asking openly for action. Once she's got 4 cups in her already, you can put her on stage with a donkey. This is only when her husband isn't with her, but if her husband is with her, if she gets turned on, she has her husband. She doesn't need a donkey. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. We brought a raya from the story of Chana. Right, so the story of Chana was talking about specifically the Elkanah was there. That was the whole story. I mean, if in the model the Baal was there, so it doesn't make sense to use that model when you're telling me that if the Baal is there, then we don't have a hakpada of giving wine to an isha. So how do you explain that? That's different, says the Gemara, because achsanai shani. Since we're talking about over here someone who is not in his own home, obviously they'd come up now to Yerushalayim. So therefore, the fact that her husband was with her wouldn't have helped, because he's not really supposed to have relations with her while he's in someone else's house. So it's in that same story. So what does that mean? It means obviously that for some reason he did not want to sleep with her until they got home. If the whole issue over here was that she was being a keshet body and so on and so forth. So why does the pasuk make us a whole point of they went all the way home, came into their house in the Ramah, and then he sleeps with his wife? Must be to tell me that hashta'in, that mi'i karalo, that indeed only initially, at this point that they got home, but initially he wasn't able to sleep with her. Why? Because he was on the road, he was staying in other people's homes, and it was improper. Now, Chuma, who was Abaya's wife, if you recall, Abaya was, that we had the whole story before, that Abaya was her third husband, and they told her, no, marry her, and he did marry her, and he died also, but anyway, so he died, Abaya. I'll tell you, coming to Rava, so she comes to Rava, for Tabravas Bezdin in order to get her mizonot. Amrale paskuli mizoni pasakla. So he gives her the amount that was necessary. Then she says, I need wine. So kli chamra. Amrale, I don't know about that. Yadana beben achmeni delavi shati chamra. I know that Abaye, he never used to drink wine. So probably you're not used to drinking wine. Why should we be pasaket yain? Omrale, so she says, Chayed Amar, I swear to you, she sticks out her hand. He used to give me like this, you see this big cocked up glass. He used to give me that amount of wine all the time. So Mashki Flivishufraziki high like these cocked up glasses. Anyway, Bahadi the Kamach relay igligara nafalura babedina. So she sticks out her hand, exposes her arm, and the whole room lights up. I mean, this woman was a killer. So Rava immediately gets up, goes home, and asks his wife for a little bit of action. He says in the middle of the day, so come Rava Olabete Tavala Batra Chista. Batra Chista was his wife. She says, all right, you haven't been this turned on in years. Somebody's walked into Bezdin. Who is it? Amalei bat Rav Kisa. Okay, I want to know. Man habayet be Beit Dina. So she says, well, he says, well, actually it was Chuma by his wife. So she runs into the Beis Din carrying some nice, pots and plates to throw at Chuma. You know, and she takes the lock from the chest that she's got, that really weighed. And she starts throwing things at her, mostly the kufa, the shita. She takes the lock of the oak chest that she's got until she chased her out of the entire area. She's shouting at her, Kapalek Tlapi, you already killed three. Viyatat Lamikta Lachrina, what, now you're trying to attract more? Get the heck out of here.
Real soap opera.
So Chuma was definitely a man killer. I mean, she ate them alive. No, nowadays we don't see this kind of behavior.
Just with one,
the Vita de Rav Yosef Breda Rava. So Rav Yosef Breda Rava's wife comes after his death to Rav Nechemi Breda Rav Yosef asking for mizonot. Omrale psokli mizoni posakla. Psokli chamra. Posakla. He gave her wine without asking because he said, Omrale yadanabu b'vnei v'chuzah. The Shatu Chamra. I know people in Mechuza, that's Rav was always talking about the morals of Mechuza. It's L.A., the women sit around all day long drinking God knows what. Of course she's going to need wine, so it's place of Yai. Defeat to the Rav Yosef, Reder Menashe, Midvil, Atta the Kamid Rav Yosef, Omar Le, Psokli Mizona, Posakla. Psokli Chamra, Posakla. Psokli Shiroi, I need to have this beautiful begotten. So he says, I understand, your husband's dead. What are you doing with these beautiful begotten? Shirai Loma. Why do you need like this silk? Some of Shirai is a very high quality cotton. Oh, my life, what do you mean, who do I need it for? For you, baby, you know? What am I supposed to look like a nothing? My whole life, when my husband is alive, I'm a flesh of a woman, and now what are you trying to turn me into? For you, for your friends, for the friends of your friends. What do you ask me for who I'm supposed to look nice for? Unotein la mita umafats. Now, so it says, the Mishnah says we give her a bed, and we give her also a mafatz or a mahatzelet. Now those are basically weaves of bamboo, mats. If she's got a mita, then why in the world does she need this for? I mean, so mafatz or mahatzelet lamala. What do we need? What is she going to do with it? The yoivla that we should give it to her. Isn't the bed softer than the mahatzelet? Omer of Papa, not necessarily. The Mishnah is referring to a case ba'atu the nihigi the malapuri of bechavle. It's talking about an area where the beds were made basically of rope. And they didn't cover it with soft, usually they would use leather, actually. They didn't cover it with soft leather in that place. So the minhag was that you put a mat on top of the bed, and that's what you slept on. So there was a little bit of give because of the ropes, but at least this way you wouldn't be hurt by the ropes. And that's mevangerla. It makes a woman old. It hurts, and it scratches, and it's just not a way for it to keep you feeling young. Tanurabanan, ain not nim la karve keset, and Mishur maybe not tanur no not nim la karve keset. When it comes to a pillow, into a soft stuffed quilt, that we don't give her, says Rabbi Natan. Whereas the Tarakam, Rabbi Natan says that we do. Now, I mean, this obviously can't be taken at face value. Hechidami. I mean, obviously, all of the things that we're talking about are things that are defined by the social situation. It's either urcha. So if her derech is to sleep with a kar and a keset, my time at a tanakama, why in the world would a tanakama say we don't give her a kar and a keset? If it's not her derech, well, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Natan? It must be, lo tzricha to go into urcha didei, v'lav urcha dida. We're talking about over here, now we've had this many times, but this is the first time that we discussed a very important issue. We talked about the fact that she's olayim over and a yoreditim over, but how about when he's not at home? In other words, is the din of olayim over lo yoreditim over, is that a din in her current status, whether he's present or not? Or is it olayim over literally? That one, when he's around, then she lives on the same standard of living that he lives. But if he's away, so what, he has to keep her living on the hog? I mean, she's used to living simply. I'm not here, let her live simply. So that is a new issue that we need to discuss over here. This is one way of understanding the issue. The truth is, however, the Ramban says that there's no possible tzad to say that the ola imo is only ola imo when he happens to be around. Obviously, ola imo is a change in her status and in her general
a general standard of living. He understands that the question of the Gemara over here is not dealing with the family of the father, of the husband, or the family of the wife. It's rather talking about a case where neither family would actually use a fancy bed. And when it says urche didei, it means his personal, the way that he personally sleeps, as he sleeps like this, because he has a sleep problem. And it's not part of a general standard of living issue that he comes from a society in which this is accepted. So there, the other, only halacha is that indeed she is olaimo, but not in the normal sense, or at least this is the way the Ritva understands, applies the Ramban's issue, not like he himself does, which is a little bit complex, but the Ritva learns that since the husband personally has this minig, if he's around, he has to, together with her, he can't have her sleeping on a lousy bed when he's sleeping on something beautiful. Therefore, the issue over here is whether he already, once he's going to be together with her with this karvei keset, so then what's he going to leave it lying around in the house when he's away? If it's there, so then it's a gnai that he shouldn't give it to her. So in which case, the woman actually ends up getting the karvei keset all week long. Now the question that the Gemara raises has to be seen in that context. But it's pretty clear that that is not the way that Rashi learns it, although there are various, there's a Rashi in the Madura Kama, and Rashi, the way we see it over here, is that we're talking about Urche Didei, is indeed in terms of the Mishpacha. So there are other issues that are involved, but we'll take this approach, and also point out that the Shita brings Rashi's, a pshat from Rashi, that this is also, that seems to be tending in this direction. The people from the family don't do it, but he, in fact, does. But it's pretty clear that here Rashi is not talking about that. And one other approach, which is brought by the Rashbad, but in the name of anonymous Pirushim, that maybe the pshat over here, according to Rashi, is we're talking about an oni. And when we normally would say ishto ola imo, it's only where he has the money to be mala her. But if he doesn't, so then there's nothing that we can do to force him to do it. However, in this particular case, so the Chachamim, well, look, if that's the case, he doesn't have to give her a karvei keset, whereas according to Rabbi Natan, since we're afraid that maybe if he arrives without his karvei keset, as we'll see, he may take away her own even simpler things, which are the mafats and the machatzelet, and she'll sleep on the ground, and therefore he's b'chayev, the Baal, to leave a karvei keset in the house, and that way it'll be mukhan for her, meanwhile. And when he comes, so then she can use the mafat, but he certainly doesn't have to give her own karvei keset. So that's yet another approach. The Tana Kama Savar Amala. The Tana Kama says like this, look, if I'm around, I understand I got to give you all this fancy stuff, but Ki Azilna, when I'm on the road, I want to take your stuff along with me. I want to schlep my stuff and get it dirty. So I'll take your stuff along. V'chiyasina, my tidinlu, when I come back home, I'll give it back to you. Then you'll have your nice bed again. What do you need a nice bed if I'm not here? So my tidinlu, ba'adoy? Rabbi Nosson Sofer, it's not that Rabbi Nosson disagrees with the Ikri Yisot. It's an incredible Gemara. Rabbi Nosson Sofer, that she can nonetheless say, yeah, and what happens if you come back right before Shabbos, and you weren't able to carry it with you, you're going to come home and you're going to say, okay, give me yours. And then you throw me on the floor. This is like, oh my gosh. So then they'll talk about, here it was, Erev Shabbos. You weren't able to carry it because you're afraid you were going to carry on Shabbos. Lo matzit my delay. So then, shekatlu l'didi, you're going to take my bedding, umangit li'alara. You'll put me on the ground and you'll have your nice bed. So I need to be covered for those circumstances. But Lamaisa, for all of this, for that problem, it would be okay to give her a mafatz. Would you have to give her another set of a karvei keset? This way they would both have it. So it says no, because since he is such a spoiled no good man, he'll take her mafatz and won't have two to make up for the missing karvei and still throw her on the floor. Oh boy. Chivalry is not dead. It's just a question whether it's the male or the female who kills the dragon. Okay, this is our gear. So the Rivam doesn't have this last piece, the funny piece about you'll take mine and throw me on the floor. Because the Tosfos, forget about this whole last piece, And what she's complaining about is that she wants to be Ola Imo and have her own Karva Keset, even at times where he isn't going to have his own. And that's the issue. So she wants to make sure that it's never going to come to a situation where he removes his and may then come back without it and need to take hers.
V'notein la kippah. Take a look at this mission. I mean, this mission is hilarious. It's talking about what he's supposed to be giving him. So, yeah, she's supposed to give her a hat, and he's supposed to be giving, you know, clothes. Once a year, you give her an allowance for clothes. You buy her the clothes during the winter, and then she wears it. But shoes you need 3 times a year. I mean, so imagine, basically, what this Tana's got. I mean, Amalei Rav Popola, Abaye, this is great. Hai Tana Shliach Artiloi. This guy, Tana, obviously, he strips down stark naked, but he wears his shoes. I mean, he's the kind of guy who's a streaker. But he's got to have his shoes because he's streaking after all. I mean, so obviously all he cares about is shoes. The clothes, they're relatively meaningless. And this is the way that he writes a Mishnah? This is ridiculous. I mean, whoever heard of such a thing? The shoes are so chosh, but the clothes don't matter. This reminds me when I was a kid in Tells. We used to go to the showers, but you could not wear your hat in the shower, right? So there we were, stark naked, but with a black hat on. Yeah, I'm not kidding. exactly this Mishnah.
In the reverse.
So this shliach, by the way, doesn't mean shliach, a messenger. Shliach means throwing off clothes. This Tana throws off his clothes, he's stark naked, but runs around with his shoes. So that's the image that he's creating in this Mishnah. Amalei, he said, no. The Tana obviously is coming to tell you a din, that there are times where you cannot generally be relying on the allowance for clothing to cover your shoes. Because let's say you live in the Rova, all right? Now, the Rova has a way of eating through shoes, you know, a lot. It's not exactly Munson, you know? So over there, you're going to need more. So Tana's talking about a Mokum Hori. Right? It's a place where you're going to be using your shoes to climb up the mountain. So you need 3 pairs of shoes a year. So meanwhile, he's coming to tell us a different issue. That since you're going to have to buy an unusual amount of shoes, so spread them out in such a way that you give her new shoes for Yontif. So you want also to be Yotze your Chiyav of Simchas Moed for the wife. So make sure that her new shoes get there for Yontif. And then Kalim Shel Chamishim Zuz. Now, how much is Chamishim Zuz? Omer Abaye, remember, we have two systems of counting. This was the Gid Omach Locus of what we mean by the Ketubah as well. We're talking about 200 Zuz in terms of Shkolim that are Zuzi of Tzur, or 1/8 of that value, which is the way we ended up explaining the Ashkenazi Girsa, the Chazir Achim Diuraita. But even though that's not true in terms of Psak Halacha, the money is not Diuraita. So the way that we end up understanding the Ketuvah is coinage, that's the Chazilah, Matayim Zuz, coinage the Araita, meaning the higher level. So over here, what are we talking about when we're saying Chamishim Zuz? Says Abaye, we mean Chamishim Zuz Pshite, we mean the common coin. We don't mean Tsuri. Because Mimai, take a look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Meriktani, Bamed, Varim Amuri, Ba'ani, Shabi Yisrael, Avodim, Bechubad, Abkolofi, Kvodo. You're telling me that this is the minimum for an Oni. Chamishim Zuz Tzuri for an Oni? Where's the guy going to see that kind of money? Yisrael, Gdaida, Chamishim Zuz Mamash, Oni, Chamishim Zuz Minola. It just simply doesn't make sense. Where are you going to get Chamishim Zuz a year for wife's clothing as an Oni Shabi Yisrael? Now, Lashmamina Chamishim Zuz Pshite is what it must be referring to. We don't give her chadashim b'yamot hachama because it's too hot and so on. Okay. Now, the question is, it says in the Mishnah that the bela'ot, remember, after they wear out, so when they're a little bit worn, then they're good for summer clothing because they're much thinner. And when they're really worn out, she gets to keep the rags. Now, the question over here is, you're basically talking about leftovers. This is the leftovers of her allowance. Now, they could be leftovers of food. And the Braita said, Motar Mizonot actually go Labal. Now, if she doesn't utilize her allowance for the food, so then what's right for her, it still goes to the Baal. But Motar Bila'ot Le'isha. But nonetheless, as the Mishnah has told us, the worn-out clothing go to the woman. Motar Bila'ot Le'isha Lamala. If you're telling me that if she doesn't need to use it, that she doesn't get it, so why does she get the bla'ot? Amar Rechava, she does need to use it. She mitkasab en bimei nidatar kedei shelo titganah ba'ala. Because we want her to have a lower class wardrobe for while she's in Nida, so that her husband shouldn't see her dressed the same way, bimei nidatar, because this way he gets used to looking at her as not suitable for him, and he gets that feeling every time he sees her in that dress. So like this, if she'll have bila'ot, so then that'll distinguish between them. Umar Abaye, but because of this, naktinan, we have the way which we paskin generally is that motar bila'ot almana go to the yorshim of the husband. Why is that? Because since she's an almana, she doesn't need a separate set of clothing, bimei nidotah. Because the only reason we were giving it to were because when her husband was alive, we don't want her to have that sense of distaste for her. But Hocha now is dead. So we want her to be distasteful sexually to the family. I mean, what Adarava? Why should we encourage them to look at her as an attractive object? Notein la ma'akesev. And then it says that even when he is taking care of her through somebody else, he eats with her on Friday nights. So she doesn't see him all week, but ochelatimo. Now, as we saw earlier, there was a machlokas as to what exactly ochelat means. My ochelat. So Nachman Omar, ochelat means literally. In other words, he has a responsibility, even though he's taking care of her mezonos through somebody else. But Friday night, there's an inyan of family time, and that much he owes her to come back home Friday night and to eat the meal with her. And that's a time for intimacy. Rav Ashi says he doesn't have to eat the meal with her. Ochelet is just a euphemism for relations. It means tashmish. It's not ochelet imo lele shabbat. I mean, if you're going to tell me lamad yom rachila, so then there it says ochelet. I mean, last I heard, the way to say eating is ochelet. But according to the man, the Omer Tashmish, last I heard, that's not how to say Tashmish. What's this? Okhala. My Okhala. No, that's Lishna Ma'alya. We've already seen that eating food is a euphemism for intimacy. Kirichtiv, Achla Umachatapia, Viamra Lopal Diaven, a woman who practicing illicit sex. So it says she eats and wipes her mouth and says, I didn't do anything wrong. Now, obviously, that's a euphemism. So we're using the euphemism here. Now this is very strange. Here we have the Shita of Reb Shimon Gamliel. It says Friday night is not enough. He has to eat with her on Shabbat. So if eating means literally eating, it means eating. Okay, I understand. So he's saying it's not enough to eat Friday night. You should also eat Shabbos morning. But if you're telling me, by the way, the shita that holds that ochelet is ochelet literally, and it is Friday night, also is because it's a time of intimacy. It's just that it doesn't mean tashmish. That's all he's saying. Because otherwise, if it were a din, as the Rishonim point out, if it were a din in family time, kovod yom is greater than kovod laila. So we should have been miyachid yom haShabbos. Since we're talking about Leil Shabbos, it's clear that he's taking that into consideration as well. He doesn't know if that's what it means. But going to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he should eat with her on Shabbos day. I mean, you're not supposed to sleep with your wife during the day. So if you hold Bishlam and Lamad Yom Rakhila Hanidiktoni Bishabbat. Okay, if you're talking about eating literally cholin, so then it's talking about on the daytime. But Lamad Yom Tashmish, I mean, in the middle of the day, Tashmish Bishabbat, Mi'ikav Omer Revuni Yisrael Kedoshimein, Ve'im Misham Shimitatayim B'yom. We've already said that, look, it's a minig Yisrael to be makbin, not to be over, and we have to wear a kamocha, maybe he'll see something in the light that's inappropriate. So therefore, they don't usually practice intimacy in the day. Says, what's the problem? But Amar Rava B'Bayit Afel Mutar, as long as the windows are closed and the shutters are closed, and then that's the same thing as the night. Hi, but the question is, so where's this chiyuv come from? Like, what's happening over here? So we have to understand that since we're talking about the case of Mashre al Yedei Shalish, obviously, if you're telling me that it means Tashmish, you can't be coming to be Mechadish, that you're Mechuyim in Tashmish. We already know that. Therefore, says Taisus, the point over here is we're talking about someone who is not Chayev in Onah every week. This guy is, maybe he's a sailor. He's Mechuyim only once every 6 months, and he happens to be in town.
So once in 6 months, he's Chayev to eat with her Shabbos?
No, that's the point. So Bishlema, if he's taking care of her whenever he's around and so on, okay, for then she knows that she has a husband. But if he's being masher ayidei shalish, that's a distancing. So then he has an extra chiyuv to be home when he's around and to actually sleep with her, even though it's more than his normal chiyuv of going on. That's the point. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, some of the Rishonim explained it. According to Shimon ben Gamliel, what's the machlok? Because it's a very strange thing. So he has to sleep with her in the day. I mean, you're telling me ochelet means not he has cholent, but he's mechuyev to actually sleep with her in the nighttime and in the daytime. Where would that come from? Oh, so therefore, they learn the pshat is like this. Shimon ben Gamliel holds that ona, that's more than once a week, can be made up. You can make up for a mystery. No. So Zovir is being mashayitesh, but he's mechuyev to use the night and the day to make up for his two times a week. Whereas the Chachamim says it's not make up time. So therefore, there's no such thing. I mean, you missed your own. You don't have an opportunity. You're doing the day. So this is the machlokus, but this is a unique situation in which, because of the distance that was created by having a shalish between them, we need to make up for it on Shabbos.
We don't, learn from the Lashon, from the Mishnah, Derech Eretz, not to just jump in there with your wife, but to sit with her.
Those who learn that Ochelet means mamash, yes, that's exactly what the Chiyuv is. Yeah, and everybody agrees that that's also an Inyan. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean? But it's saying it, according to the Madyomer Ochelet, it's indeed what you're saying. It's saying that part of the Chiyuv is the whining and dining. Enough, you know? The Im Haita Meinika. Okay, so then we said if she's nursing. It's very interesting because we had a sugya before, remember, in which it appeared on the surface that the only reason that a person was being mezin, his children, was because we were creating social pressures on him to do so. We would announce that he's not taking care of his children, and the whole question of whether we force him to date tzedakah. We didn't at that time, although I mentioned to you at the time that later on we're going to see that very young children, you do have to be mezin, but it never said that before clearly. Here the Mishnah is taking into consideration that she's nursing. He has chiyuvim to her because she's nursing. Now, that boils down to taking care of the baby. So, but I thought that he's not mechuyev to take care of the baby. So how do we explain that? Therefore, now the Gemara reverts to the earlier sugya. Dorash Rabbi Ula, Rabba, I bought one. Rabbi Mechayev, to buy, it's bad enough that you're Tereach. So Rabbi Ula Rabba was standing on the petach of the Nasi, and he said, thank you, even though we said before that there's no chiyuv of being mezin, obviously very young children, that he has a chiyuv to be mezin, because essentially that is included in taking care of his wife. And I'll show you. Ad kama, what is the shir? The shir is ad ben sheish. This follows the psak of Ravasi, because Ravasi says Legabi Yitzir on Shabbos, that a katan ben sheish is yotze be'eruv imo. So you don't need a separate eruv, even though normally for an erev tumim, you need a separate meal for each individual. Ben sheish can still be part of the mother's meal. So, brilliant. So you see from there, it's amazing. This is the second connection that we've had with the Erevin and our mission. Right? So you see from there that we define the Su'adata Aim as inclusive of the child. So that means that the father is indeed taking care of his wife in this case. And I'll show you that it's Nogea this case from the Mishnah. Mimai, miniktani haita minika. The Mishnah says if she was nursing, pochatin la mimase yadea, umosifin la mezonotea. So why does he have to add money? Because the baby has to be nursed. Do you see? So my time, he's feeding two people, basically. So he has to include the extra mezonos for the child. How do you know that's the reason? I mean, maybe it's because Gilma mishum decholahi. Maybe it's because of her directly. I mean, there is a unique situation when you're nursing. She's the one that has to provide the nourishment. So if the nourishment goes from her, And it isn't made up. She's depleted, and she's weakened, and so on. So he has to give it because of her, but not because of the child. So she has a din of a chola, says the Gemara. Now that can't be, because then just say, you should know if your wife isn't strong, you have to add. So if she's not strong because of nursing, you have to add. So liti ma'ita chola, ma'ita menika. I mean, maybe she's telling me, Dilma Kamashman, the stam menikot cholot nino. The mission is just saying a nursing mother has to be assumed that she requires more nourishment, that she's weaker. Maybe that's all it means. Lamaisa, though, of course, we do paskin like this. And itma omer of Yeshua ben Levi, mosifin la yayin. Not only do we give her some nourishment, she's got to have a little bit of extra alcohol there. Yayin yafelech alav. That's the, nowadays we give beer, but that doesn't have much of it. Doesn't have much of an alcohol content. It's the malt they used to give out. And I think that somebody told me they still do it.
Stout.
They still do it in the hospitals. Here, that was what they used to give you, right? They used to give you the malt beer. The malt beer.
A woman with 9 minutes old, maybe one marathon, 21 mile marathon race. She was running with the baby.
No, besides, here we were talking about all along not giving yain. Saba Josh, you're well practiced. Hadranalach afal pi. Now the Shaila is. Fact on which helikaper? Mitziyata Isha, which is our girsa, or Hamadirat Ishto, which is Rashi's girsa. This is indeed a big machlokas. This is a whole discussion. From the Yerushalmi, it's clear that it's the way we have it over here. Most of the Sforim in the Bavli says this is also the way we have it over here. And the logic is that the Rashi's logic is that we've been talking over here Mashre Ishto, so the din of Hamadirat Ishto is that for 30 days he has to be Mashlish. So it's a continuation of the din of Shalish, since usually the end of a parak introduces the beginning of the next parak. It makes sense to run directly into Hamadir, where you're being Mefarnes. The logic, obviously, of our structure is that overall we've been discussing the Tanaya Ketuvah, and therefore we should go directly to the next elements of the ketuvah. So we're talking about the Masi Yadel, Parnasa, and so on. So the next issue is Mitziyata Isha, and I suppose we'll do it this way. So Mitziyata Isha or Masi Yadel Leba'ala, how about Yerushata? So if she inherits, the portion of meaning of this is if she inherits something while she's alive, so what we do is, this has the same din as Nechsei Malug, which means that he gets to eat the peiros. So what do? We have to preserve the principle for her. We invest it. So we buy a piece of land with it. He gets to eat the payroll of this piece of land. And she, meanwhile, gets to keep the accrued value of the investment. So who ochel payroll bechaya? Now, suppose she is hit by somebody or has an injury. Boshta upegama shela. If she now is in a situation where, let's say, she's had an embarrassing encounter with a car, or she has now a scar across her face, so she's paid that money. That's her own. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera Omer, it depends where the damage is. Bismansha b'seter, if it's in an area that affects her personally, and therefore it's part of the Baal's life too, so lo shnei chalakim v'lo echad. But if it's bismansha begalui, if it's something that is open, then lamaisa, he suffers, the husband suffers tremendously in having his wife look scarred and non-presentable. So over there, lo shnei chalakim v'la achat. What does it mean, shebeseter? It's an interesting machlokas. Tosus learns over here that, the beseter, pagam shebeseter, is obviously a hidden part of her body. But boshet shebeseter, Tosus learns, means the boshet takes place between the family and her, versus the boshet takes place in public, and that's something that affects the way people look at the husband and so on. But the Rambam learns the boshet includes the bunch of seder what is causing her busha is the mark on her body. So it's a continuation of the pegama. It's two different issues. She's constantly embarrassed, besides the fact that she is actually pogam in terms of the impact on her ability to use her arm or whatever the situation may be. So what do we do with the money? Shalo yinaten miyad. What's his, it's his. I mean, he'll do whatever he wants. But again, any money that comes to her, we protect from the husband by investing it. And but in that way, she gets, of course, the shame of the principal, but he can work the land and he can eat the payrot of the land. So it becomes, again, like nechzimimu. So she la yilakach behem karka, v'hu ochel payrot.
Family runs as a joint project. The food they eat.
Listen to our modern liberal over here. Joint products, this and that. Lovey dovey ape. What's going on around here? You've forgotten your business roots? If everything doesn't have a strong business structure, forget it. It all falls apart. This is the din. You want to be nice to your wife. Right? But please, by all means. What's the din? We need to define what the actual financial underpinnings are. So ask the Gemara, I understand. This was, and we discussed this Mishnah before. I mean, we've had exactly this Mishnah in the sense of Maika Mashma Tanina, Av Zakai Bebito, Vikidushia, Bekesa Bishtaro Bebiyam. Remember? Zakai Bemitziata, Bemaaseya Deha, Ubeafarat Nedarea, Bekabelet Kitave Inocha Perot Bechaya. Remember this Mishnah. Okay, but what's important to us is that the Mishnah continues with this Mishnah. Niseit, if she gets married, the husband gets all of the above. Now, all of the above is what we just mentioned. And more. That yeter alav abal, that is ochel perot b'chayeh. Yes, yes. No. So that's what this Mishnah says. So now we have all the data. What do we need this Mishnah for if we already saw this before? Well, we didn't have the part about the boshet. And the pegam in terms of the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthew and Rabbona, did we? You didn't know about that. That he has a chelek in it, and what we do, that you didn't say. So, boshet u'pegam ha'yitzrach alei, the plukta of Rabbi Yehuda ben Matthew and the Rabbona.